worse the mic than a half cigarette. China doll, you're never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. Now she's done. I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. Gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. Thank you.
Dean Wareham's first output post Galaxy 500, the Luna Park album. That's Luna with Slasher Tires. Before the Luna, how about some Radiohead? Went back old school. Can we go old school on this? Literally, it's like almost 30 years old, so I guess we are. Pablo Honey was the name of the album. That was Radiohead with Stop Whispering. Also played some Elliott Smith in there from the XO album. We are right around the anniversary of his tragic passing, which still, to me, I'm very skeptical about the details of how he passed. But Waltz number 2 from Elliott Smith. Swans started off the entire set from the Burning World album with their version of Blind Faith's Can't Find My Way Home. Now, I'm going to tell you, I told you when I started it because I'm still, my mind is blown. In a record store today, looking through vinyl, came across it used, and they were asking $75 for it. I don't know. I don't even know what to say to that. I will say that we've got 11 minutes before this program's over. So let's get into a couple more songs to wrap up what we call the Viva Lamach radio show. I appreciate you listening. Send me a request at wrctrequest@gmail.com. for a future show.
I am on the beach looking for the thief that stole my heart from under me. Let it drift to sea. Swimming too far. Savior in a brand new car, shining like a star.
gave us a number, and Jerry gave us a place to stay, and Billy got a hold of a van, and man, we moved in the very next day to 2541, big windows to let in the sun. 2541. Well, I put down the money and I picked up the keys. Had to keep the stove on all night long so the mice wouldn't freeze. You put our names on the mailbox, and I put everything else in the past. It was the first place we had to ourselves. It didn't know it would be the last. 2541, big windows to let in the sun. 2541. Well, things are so much different now. I'd say the situation's reversed, and it'll probably not be the last time I have to be out by the first. 2541, big windows to let in the sun. 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 Let in the sun. Let in the sun. Let in the sun. Let the sun.
Grant Hart wrapping up that set of music. Short set of music, but still a great set of music, right? Right? 2541 here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Tell you some stories about that song, or a story about that song. And that song is a breakup song, is it not? Is it not? Wow. It's this like really heartfelt breakup song, but it's not a relationship breakup traditional, because it's about the band breaking up. Yeah, it's about Husker Du. Yeah, Grant Hart was in Husker Du, if you didn't know that. So let's Grandpa's got to tell you about this. Grant Hart was in the band Husker Du. You should look up the Huskers and the Dews and learn more about that as well. But love that song. Song falls on the Mockster's like top, at least top 100 singles of all time as far as songs go. maybe not singles, but just songs, top 100 songs. Another song in that top 100 is from that Junior Citizen album that the Poster Children put out back in the early 1990s, and He's My Star. Love that song. See, I play songs I love, and hopefully you will love them or embrace them or learn about them so that I can just pass a little something on to you. Anyway, we're wrapping up this radio program. We're wrapping up the hour. I got to remind you that don't forget on Saturdays from noon to 3, you can hear a little program we call Radio 9. Jay Thurber is your host. He does this mix of old songs and new songs, and then he like throws in some snark. He calls it snark. I call it funny. It's fun stuff. It's Radio 9 from noon to 3 here on your independent freeform radio station, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Hey, don't forget, you can reach out to me and say, hey, Moxter, I got a song I want to hear on a future show, your next show. I'm like, what song is it? Well, I don't know. You've got to email me. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the way to make that happen. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They have regular gallery hours every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. That's the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination. For more information, 412-924-0634 or visit them online at irmafreeman.org. Hey there, it's the Moxter here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And for the next half hour, I'm going to showcase music of the band Gear Daddies. That's right, they were formed back in 1984 in Austin, Minnesota. Not Austin, Texas, Austin, Minnesota. They were around 1992, and in that short period of time, they managed to put out two full-length albums, a couple 7-inch singles, and a collection of studio outtakes, live recordings, some B-sides, etc., etc. So I am going to select songs from each and every one of these releases to showcase this band for you for the next half hour, starting with their 1987 debut. It was a 7-inch single on the Gark record label. The A-side was a little ditty called She's Happy.
Well, she's a housewife and her husband's with the night shift at the plant for 30 years. They got a nice little trailer in a nice little court and a poodle they love like a child they never had. They go to the VFW club on Friday night. She gets a sludge in fest and some fries from the kitchen. Tip the waitress 50 cents. Has her hair done the same way that she has for 30 years. Some say life's useless, it's born, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ailis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. She has a hobby. She paints ceramics and bowls twice a month. She goes dancing with her husband when they can, or to the wrestling matches at the local arena. Some say life's useless, it's fun and still. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. Life's useless, it's fun, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't.
have. Cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. And nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have. Cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. Oh.
Sometimes I swear I need a drink. Sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. Yeah, I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight I just feel stupid. Didn't go out planned to get this drunk. I guess my plan to get up and look for work is sunk. And I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Thank you. really knows why I do these things. God, won't you tell me why it always ends the same? Still, sometimes I swear I need a drink. And sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. Then I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight I just feel stupid. I drank so much tonight I just feel stupid. Been saving an hour over here. Let's pack the kids, get out of here. We'll leave behind our troubles for a week. Yeah, we'll borrow the pop from Phyllis and Steve. Just tell the boss I gotta leave. Be the best week of our lives, I can tell. Check out dream vacation in the dunes. Yeah, we'll see the robot world and the water show. Go anywhere you wanna go. Circus World Museum in Baraboo. Play mini golf at the Jellystone. We'll finally see that half a foam. And if the kids wanna buy a t-shirt, what the hell? Yes, I dream vacation in the dunes. Yeah, at night when the kids is all asleep, then off to the lounge for a night camp against me. And I know our lives ain't the stuff of dreams, but for one full week we can live like kings and queens. So let's pour the dog, lock the door. We'll roll down Interstate 94. Best week of our lives, I can chill. Take our dream vacation in the dunes.
We are almost midway through a half-hour block of the band Gear Daddies here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in and letting me play you some Gear Daddies here in this half hour. Now, that song was indeed talking about road tripping to Wisconsin Dells. Indeed it was. It's called Dream Vacation. I pulled that off of the 1992 compilation called Can't Have Nothing Nice from Gear Daddies. 1992 actually was the year that the Gear Daddies disbanded as well. Before the Dream Vacation, I went back to their 1988 full-length debut. Now, that came out on Gark Records, much like the single that they first put out. The first full-length was called Let's Go Scare Al, and I played for you Drank So Much, Just Feel Stupid. And then in 1989, actually, that same album was re-released because they got picked up by Polydor Records, and they just reissued that little indie record. And then in 1990, their second album with Polydor, actually technically their first album they recorded for Polydor, but their second full-length album, Billy's Live Bait, was released. And from that, you heard Time Heals. Now that's a song that was actually written by their drummer, Billy Dankert, and he takes the lead vocals on that. And start off the entire set with She's Happy, which I mentioned came out in 1987 as a 7-inch, and you can also find it on that debut album, Let's Go Scare Al. Now, that Can't Have Nothing Nice was great because it put together a lot of rarities, but I mentioned they put out 2 7-inch singles. Their second 7-inch single came out on the Crackpot record label back in 1991, featuring 3 cover songs. Bette Midler's The Rose, Marty Robbins' White Sport Coats, and then the title track, the A-side, on purple vinyl, Prince.
Well, I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Well, I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them here. But it was Saturday now, I guess that makes it alright. She said, what have I got to lose? And honey, I said, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. I guess I should have closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. So I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. You said, baby, you got
testifying. You're just another stupid boy. 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 Daddy always said everything I touched it turned to shit.
So I'm sitting downtown crying neat the statue of Jesus. Sitting downtown crying neat the statue of Jesus. Sitting downtown crying neat the statue of Jesus.
From their Let's Go Scare Al album, that is Gear Daddies with Statue of Jesus here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before Statue of Jesus, that was Gear Daddies doing their cover of the D.W. Stevenson 1973 hit, My Maria. Now that song originally could be found on a promotional EP that was released basically as a B-side to the single Color of Her Eyes from Billy's Live Bates, but eventually it did find its way onto that 1992 compilation, Can't Have Nothing Nice. Hey, speaking of Billy's Live Bates, Stupid Boy came from that, which was the song before My Maria, and I started off, speaking of covers, how about that? I started off the entire set with a band from Minnesota doing a cover of an artist from Minnesota, and that was Gear Daddies and the Prince cover, Little Red Corvette. I got one more song to wrap up this entire half hour of Gear Daddies. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's probably their biggest song, and it was actually a hidden track on the Billy's Live Bait album. You can find it in, I think, the second Mighty Ducks album from 1994 featured it. It's Zamboni.
Well, I went down to the local arena, asked to see the manager man. He came from his office, said, son, can I help you? Looked at him and said, yes, you can. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do. Now, ever since I was young, it's been my dream that I might drive the Zamboni machine. I get that I was just as thick as could be, and all the kids would look up to me. Yeah, I wanna drive the Zamboni.
That has been a half hour of the band Gear Daddies here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
What I wanna say. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Timbo Sounds the Culture. Playing another reggae set for you. We plan to play some great. We're going to play some new songs, some old songs. We're going to dig into our reggae crates as well. 412-499-5000. Let us know where you're listening from. We shall big up your ends. We're generous with bigging out people's ends. Because this is your radio show, not my radio show. Started off the show with Lorna Asha. Name of the song is Champion. Up next is His Majesty Is Coming by The In Crowd. Welcome all our listeners from across the world. Welcome. Another reggae set by Dr. Kenya, O.C. Radoli. Coming to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Reggae music, music for the struggle. Welcome everybody, let's keep jamming.
Welcome back to Nucleo Tapes on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3.
carried away. We studied entire empires. When you drew, we landscaped our legacies and fought about war.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I'm Claude Glass. This is yet another episode of Nucleotapes, a show where we look at an artist's DNA. And on today's episode, we are looking at one of my favorite modern musicians, Kate LeBond. Kate LeBond was born in Wales, has so far released 5 albums, and her breakthrough kind of came in 2013 with Mug Museum. We just heard a track from that called Duke. She has continued to build on that sort of sound on the next 2 subsequent records, 2016's Crab Day and 2019's Reward. Intelligently constructed, sort of angular psych pop, she really effortlessly combines so many of my favorite sorts of genres and